The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen.
Today's daf is being studied. Be'ilu Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, who Hashem Tanihanu ben Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Lema Dina Batsara. Elna Refanara for the Nefesh, for the Guf. For Attack Rabban Labo Vechen Yirasol Ben Omar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Sadi Aleph Amud Bet. We started from Amar Yoshua ben Nevi, Minayin Tchayat Metim, Menat Torah. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines on the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi minayin tchiyat metim min haTorah sheneemar v'shnei yoshev beitecha od yehalelu chasela. Fortunate that those sit in the Bet Midrash. Od, they will continue to praise you in the future. Hillelucha lo neemar. Doesn't say hillelucha in the past tense. Ela yehalelucha. Mikan. Anybody that zochet to praise God in song in this world will merit to praise God in song. Those that are fortunate to sit in the Bet Midrash and praise God, Od, they will continue in the world of Od, that's Olam Abba, to praise you. Amar b'chaya barabam l'yuhanan minayin l'tchayat tametim min haTorah sheneemar Kol sofayich nasu kol yahdav yiranenu. Says in the future, yiranenu, they will praise. Rinenu lo ne'emar. Don't say in the past tense, ela yiranenu mikan. Et hatametim min haTorah. Amar v'chaya bar abba amar v'yohanan. Tidim kol hanabiyim kolan umrim shira b'kol ehad. There's going to come a time where there's going to be a chorus of prophets. But they're all going to praise God in the same voice. Shene'emar kol sofayich nasu kol yahdav yiranenu. Yahdav yiranenu. Together they will all praise. If a rabbi is moneya, abstains from teaching his student a halakha, kilu gozlo min halata botav. He's stealing from him his father's inheritance. So that's an inheritance to the person. It's an inheritance. So therefore, you're stealing his bequeathment. Amar of Hana bar Bizna, Amar of Bishwan bar Hasida. Hashid just says, Meshesh Jimei Bereshit, the left column, Dechtiv Bereshit bara, Bishvil HaTorah Shei Reshit. Right? That's why it says, Meshesh Jimei Bereshit, Bishvil Torah Shenekret Reshit. V'Yisrael Nekru Reshit. And Yisrael is also created Reshit, called Reshit. Reshit Tevuato. Amar of Bishwan Hasida, Kol HaMoreya Alachem Epi Talmid, if a person refrains from giving a student a halakha, afilu obrin shebemea emo mekalelin oto. Wow. Even the fetuses in the mother's womb, they curse him out. Shne'emar, monaya bar, if you monaya bar, she says it's Torah. Yekebuhu le'om. Le'om will curse you. Ve'en le'om ela obarim. Shne'emar, ul'om mil'om ye'emas. Ve'en kabo ela kelala. Shne'emar ma ekov lo kabo el. Okay. Ve'en bar ela Torah. Shne'emar nashiku bar ben ye'enaf. Learn Torah, otherwise God will get angry. Ula bar Yishmael omer menakebim oto kekevara. Wow. If a person refrains from teaching Torah to his student, they puncture him like a sieve. Ketiv acha yikibuhu le'om. In this pasuk over that talks about Moneya Torah from the beginning of that pasuk is Moneya Bar. If you restrain yourself from giving Bar over Yikibuhu. So what is Yikibuhu? He said it's a curse, but he learns it differently. Yikibuhu lo mukhtiv atam v'yikov chor b'dalto. V'yikov is to make a hole. So Yikibuhu, they will puncture him. V'aramar abaye ki ukhla de katsre. Wow. Like a sieve that they use in the laundry. They put the water over it so the water falls on the begadim. Kelishal kofsim shu menukav v'zalfim bo maim ala begadim. So it's going to be like a such a thing.
Ve'im lamdo masecharo. If you teach your student Torah, what's the reward? Amar Abba, Amar Rav Sheshad, zoche leberachot ke Yosef. You get the berachot of Yosef sheneimar, uberacha lerosh mashbir. That's the end of the pasuk. Berachah lerosh mashbir. The berachah to the head of the mashbir. Ve'en mashbir ele Yosef. Sheneimar ve'Yosef hu shalit la'aretz hu ha'mashbir lechol am ha'aretz. Okay, so that's the berachah. It gets the blessing of the mashbir of Yosef. Amar Rav Sheshad, kol ha'melamed Torah be'olam hazeh zoche melameda le'olam abba. If you taught Torah in this world, you teach Torah in the next world. Shneimar, umarve. Let's get the right words here. Umarve gam hu yore. The one that saturated others in this world, he will teach. As she says, third line. Mishem more merve et tamido bedvar alacha, saturates him with Torah. Gam hu yore la'olam abba. Or some say umarve lashon more, umore, the one that teaches in this world yore la'olam abba. Amar abba minayin l'tzalat ha'metim in the Torah. Back to tzalat ha'metim shnei amar yichidu uben ve'al yamot, yichidu uben ba'olam hazeh ve'al yamot la'olam abba. Okay, Rabbina amar me'acha ve'rabim mishnei admat afar yakitsu. Okay, a lot of the people that are sleeping in the afar will get up. Ele l'chaya olam ve'ele l'charpat adirra on olam. Some will get up for Hayah Olam and someone get up for Dira'on Olam. It's destruction. Rav Asher Amar Mehacha, Vata lech leketz v'tanuach. Go now and rest. Pasuk in Daniel. V'ta'amod l'goralcha leketz hayamin. And then you will stand for your goral, for your destination, for your lottery. Leketz hayamin, the future. As she says, Ramaz lo shiyamut v'yamod l'achar mikel leketz hayamin. Leketz sh'atir l'kizbarachud l'azid yamenu lefanav. Ketzi Yamin, the time of the ending where God's going to return our days to us. Shnei Yeshiv Achol Yamino. Okay. Actually, it's Leketz Shatik Baruch Hu La'azid Yamino Lefanav. Not Yamino, Yamino Lefanav. Amar Bil Azar. Kol Panas Shemanhig Et HaTzibur Menachat. Any leader that rules over the Sibur in a pleasant way, Zoche Umanigam La'olam Abba. I'll have that job in Olam Abba as well. Shnei Amar, Ki Merahamam Yinagim Val Mabu'im Maim Yinahalim. Yinahalim is future. Bamar Bil Azar, Gidolat Di'a. Di'a is a great thing. Shenitna Ben Shtei Otiyot. Because the word da'at is written between two shemot of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar ki el de'ot Adonai. So el is one of the shemot, and yud kevav is a shem. De'ot is written in the middle. So da'at is a great thing. V'amar b'lazar gadol mikdash. Bet mikdash is a great thing. Shneitan ben shtei otiyot is also written between two shemot of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar pa'alta Adonai mikedash Adonai konenu yadecha. So the word mikedash, Zavaya before, the Zavaya after. So that's the big item as well. It's Hashuv, she says. Matkif Levada, Karhina'a. That's his name. Maybe it was Kireya. Maybe it was bald. Elama'ata, Gedola Nekama. You tell what? Maybe revenge is also great. Shinitna ben Shtei Otiyot, it's also written between two Shemot. Shinitna ben Nekamot, Adonai. En Nekamot Ophia. So Amale, Limilte, Achename. You're right. For its item, it is a great thing. What's the el nekamot? What are the two nekamot that it says in the pasuk? Ahad l'midat tovah, v'ahad l'midat pur'anut. She says, "Dichtiv el nekamot Hashem, el nekamot ofiyah, v'ikat tzre nekamot. Hada ofa'a b'tarvayu. El nekamot Hashem, el nekamot ofiyah. It's going to manifest. ודמי כמאן דאיקה הכל נקמה ונקמה חד ההופעה חד לטובה של ישראל. One is good for ישראל שסילק שכינתו מאומות העולם. God's going to take a שכינה away from the אומות העולם ובעל ישראל וקרי לנקמות. אז הנקמה משום דתגמול טוב הוא שזכו לשכינה. אז שאנו נעשה ונשמע, because the Jewish people said נעשה ונשמע.
So that's a v'nekama einu tegmod. Nekama can mean a reward. V'hat apur anut of dekuchavim shenefram mehem liyom adin. And God's going to punish. That's another nekama. It's a negative nekama that God's going to give to the Jew, to the goyim, because they refuse the. Okay, so one is a positive nekama, which is like a reward, so to speak, and one is a negative one. Anybody that has de'a, okay, it's like the Beit HaMikdash was built in his time. Because they both have something in common. They're both concepts that are written in shtei otiyot. ואמר רבי אלעזר, כל אדם שיש לו דעה לסוף מתעשר. Okay, look at that. Someone who has wisdom in the end will become rich. שנאמר, ובדעת חדרים ימלאו. כל הון יקר ונעים. With that, you'll end up with rooms full of treasures. ואמר רבי אלעזר, כל אדם שאין בו דעת, או דעה, אסור לרחם עליו. Can have mercy on him. Because you want to say thank you. And if a person doesn't have da'at, da'at over here means he doesn't have da'at to reciprocate or to say thank you. So you're not allowed to have mercy on him. Because the more you help him, he's not going to take it as you helped him. He's only going to resent you. The more you help him, the more he feels that you took away his freedom. And therefore he's going to come against you. So it's a detriment to you when it's a detriment to him, because you're causing him to make an avon. That's what it means over here. Inbo da'at means he doesn't have da'at to reciprocate. Shne'emar ki lo am binotu. Al ken lo yirahamenu asinu v'yosro lo yichonenu. Okay, what about da'at?
Wait, how do we know that's what it means? Does it mean just being smart?
That's what the stipler says. V'amar bil azar. Kol anoten pito l'mi she'en bo da'a. Anybody that gives his bread to a person that doesn't have da'a, yisurim bayin alav. I guess you're sorry for this. Shne'emar, lachmecha yasimu mazor tahtecha, ein tibuna bo, ve'ein mazor ela yisurin. Shne'emar, v'yar Ephraim et chodyo v'yudat mezuro. Okay? V'amar bil azar kol adam she'ein bo de'a lesof gole. He ends up going into galut, this guy. Without da'at. Shne'emar, l'achen gala amim mebeli da'at. V'amar bil azar kol bayit she'ein devret tonesh shvayim bo balayla. Any house that they don't have Torah resonating in the evening, Esh Ochalto, fire comes and gets it. Shreemar, Kol, Hashach, Tamun, Sfunav, Tochileu, Esh, Lonu Pach, Kol Choshech. Okay, then we'll just look at the right pasuk, because we have a machloket. Kol Choshech, Tamun, Sfunav, Teochileu, Esh. Lo nupach yera sarid ba'aholo. Aholo is his house. Ve'en sarid ela talmid hacham shne'emar u'besridim asher Hashem kore. So the sridim, you have a house of sridim, there's no Torah, but so that's going to come to come in the house. That she says, tocheleu esh lo nupach. It's going to be a fire that doesn't need bellowing. So that's not a fire in the house, that's a fire of Gehinnam, she says. Zeh ishur shel Gehinnam. It's just bellows on itself. Yareya sarid ba'aholo. Mi shera ba'aynav sheyes sarid ba'aholo. If a person feels bad that he has a Tamid Hakam in his house learning, that's the way he's learning the Pasuk. Yareya sarid ba'aholo. He's upset that he has a sarid in his tent. So because of that, the person is going to go to Gehinnam, get the fire of Gehinnam. ואמר בי לעזר, כל שאינו מהנה תמיד תמידי החכמים מנכסיו, if you don't take from your money and benefit תמידי החכמים, אינו רואה סימן ברכה לעולם. He doesn't have ברכה. שנאמר, אין שריד לאוכלו, על כן לא יחיל טובו. אין שריד אלא תמידי החכמים. שנאמר, ובשרידים אשר השם קורא. ונענה לפסוק הסד, לא יחיל טובו. You will not have goodness. ואמר רבי אלעזר, כל שאינו משייר פת לשולחנו, if he doesn't leave a little bread at the end of the meal on his table, אין לו סימן ברכה לעולם. So you have to leave a little over. שנאמר, אין שריד לאוכלו, he doesn't leave over from his eating. ועל כן לא יאכיל טובו. ואמר רבי אלעזר, כל משייר פתיתים על שולחנו, כאילו עובד עבודה זרה. if you leave over, it's like you're worshiping Abu Dazara. As she says, Shekin Osim Shemanihim Shohan Aluk Machel Mishin the Shim Ota Abu Dazar Shkurim Gad. They usually the Abu Dazara, they set up a table and they leave it empty. As if the God is going to come and eat it. They fill up different drinks. Shishma Mani. That's the name of the Abu Dazara's Mani. You leave the bread on the table, so you leave it for God. So make up your mind. Is it a good thing or not? Shnei Emar. Ha'orchim the God Shulchan. V'ha'malim the Mani Memasach. You're preparing for Mani, the Abu Dazara drink. La Kashya. Adika Shilema Ba'adeh. Adika Shilema Shilema. But was it depend on a sheep? Had a kamar asur. That which we said is asur. Tika shelema bade. She may be shelema al dahar sheachal. If he finishes eating, he brings a whole loaf and puts it on the table. That's bad. Verotel shochan ima petitim. She and he leaves it over with the leftover breads. The merzid the shema avodah zara avide. He's like he got a whole loaf of bread now for what purpose? He's finished eating. He's doing it for avodah zara. The adeleka shelema bade. Does he mean if he just take a little piece of bread? Leave it on the table. Why is it good to leave bread on the table at the end of the meal? And she says, so the aftanim come over, the food's right there for them. You don't have to go look for food for them. It's right there, just in case an ani might surface. That's why it's a good thing. I'm going to be al azar. Okay, we might call those the liars. Yeah, it's a white lie. He lied, changes his words in a way so he doesn't get caught. That was Yaakov Aminu. When he didn't want to go to his father, so he said, I'm going to be in his eyes like a mitta'teya, like I'm playing around. That's Abu Dazara. So you see, somebody that is Mishanid Dibur is like Abu Dazara. V'amar bi al-Azar. Kol mistakil bi'irva. Okay, somebody looks at his irva. Kashton nin'irit. Shneemar Ariyat Avir Kashtecha. Is she?
It's her.
Her Erva? Kolam is the good Erva. Is she? Koach Koshi Ever Shelon in Ar. He loses his virility. Sheno Molid. Won't be able to have children. Shneemar Ariyat Taur Kashtecha. Ariyat Shatam is the kill Ba Mamash. If you're looking at the Erva of the lady, so that will cause his virility to go away. Meaning he's thinking about arayot. That's mistakil in his brain. He's thinking about the married woman. So he'll be his keshet, his strength. He'll lose his strength. He'll lose his power. You should always be kabel. As she says, heve anav v'tehiye. Kabel is like low. Make yourself low, and you will exist. Dabar bizera afanana mitanina. Bayit afel en potchim no halonot lirot nig'o. Shema min bayit afel zalacha. It's a dark house. You don't open up the windows to see if there's any nigaim over there. You leave it. You have to see it natural sunlight. Exactly. Because you lived in a dark house, you got saved. So the guy that's dark lives. Same thing. When a guy lives dark, meaning he's humble, he lives. The guy lived in a lighthouse, the Kohen can see the tzaraat, knocks him out. So you see. Msa, and she's Lashon is again. Afilato, atzelato, atzalato. Shwamina. Amar of Tabi, Amar of Yoshia, my dictiv. Sheol ve'otzer rahim, eres lo sava mayim. Okay, Sheol ve'otzer rahim, that Sheol is the grave. Otzer rahim is the womb. Eretz, the land, lo sava mayim is not saturated with water. Bechima ayan Sheol, it's the rahim. Exactly, what's the comparison between the grave and the womb? Ela lomar lecha, ma rechem machnisu mosi, just like the rechem, it takes in the zera and then spits out or gives out a baby. Af sheol machnisu mosi. So to the grave is the same thing. The grave takes in the corpse, and he's going to give it out. Rashi, she'ol ve'otzer rachaim eres tosava amayim kever lo sava memetim. That's right. That's the pshat of the pasuk is. The grave is never satiated from dead people. It always takes more people in. And the womb is never saturated from biot. Small little narrow area, but never satiated. Always wants more biot. And the ground is never saturated with water. Always wants more water. What's the connection? ומה רחם שמכניסים בו בחשאי? When the zera goes into the lady, it's done quietly, right? מוציאים ממנו בקולי קולות. When the baby comes out, it comes out בקולי קולות. Hey, it's a baby, everybody's making noise. שעוד שמכניסים בו בקולות. When you put a body in a grave, it goes in בקולות. Everybody's wailing, everybody's crying. אין עודים שמוציאים ממנו בקולי קולות. Could you imagine when the child of the news is going to come out? Oh, בקולי קולות, it's going to be a big, big to-do. שנאמר, she says, יתקע בשופר גדול, that's the קולי קולות. They're going to blow the שופר המשיח, that's going to signal לתחיית המתים. יתקע בשופר גדול לחלוטנו. מכאן, תשובה, אומרים, אין תחיית המתים מן התורה. There you go, there's another ראיה. Those people that don't think there's תחיית המתים מן התורה. But it continues. תנא דבליהו. צדיקים שעתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להחיותם, the tzaddikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to resurrect, enam chozrim le'afran, they're not going back to their afar. El ha-basar mitkayim alehem ad sheyashubu v'yihyu le'atid labo. Okay, we gotta get this pshat in. This is a pshat. Tzaddikim she'atid Baruch Hu le'ayotam b'mot ha-mashiyach, they're going to stay alive through Olam Abba. Meaning, don't think they have to die and then come back again for Olam Abba. Once they're up, they're up. Shneimar v'ayan nishar b'shtiyom v'rotav l'ushlam kadosh y'amer lo. Kol ha'ketuv l'chayim b'rushalayim. Ma kadosh l'olam kayam. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alive forever. Av tzadikim afim tzadik olam kayamim. So once they get up, they're getting up.
So maybe they
have to
die after
Moshiach? Could
they die again?
Right, there was a shitara, maybe held that for Olam Abba, they got to go back in and come back for Olam Abba. So, no, once they get it for Moshiach, they're going to stay alive. Okay. So it sounds like it's saying. Okay, let's see what it says here. He says, "Tehayat ha-metim ha'ikari tiyeh l'achar imot ha-mashiyach l'olam abba." Okay, the main tehayat ha-metim is going to be after Mashiach. V'metim yachayu az be'ofen shiyu ha-guf mezukach v'ruchani. It's going to be a spiritual existence. V'yitkayimu le'olam b'lo achila v'shtiyah, no eating, no drinking. V'sh'ad tzelechim g'shmim shil ha-guf. V'vavan shelo yamutu od le'olam. אולם צדיקים גדולים יזכו לתפיית קבר במות המשיח. אה, that's חדוש. The some צדיקים, they're very big צדיקים, they're going to get the tzaddikim already early, from the times of the Mashiach. שיש בהם אכילה ושתייה, they're going to eat, they're going to drink, so they get a little pre-benefit. ותחייה זו תהיה בגוף של בשר, that's חדוש. They don't have to wait till עולם הבא. And once already they get their body back, so they'll just stay through עולם הבא. And somehow they'll metamorphosize into a spiritual being somehow. Okay. V'im tomar, otam shanim sh'atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chadosh b'hem et olamo. It's 1,000 years, right? So he says, v'otam shanim sh'atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chadosh et olamo. V'yeh olam zeh harev, 1,000 shanim. אותם צדיקים איכן הם הועיל ואינם נקברים בארץ. It seems there's going to be like 1,000 year destruction. So where are those צדיקים going to go? Where are they going to go until you have Olam Abba? He says here, שלאחר ימות המשיח בסוף ששת אלפים שנה יחרה בעולם למשך אלף שנה. From the year 6,000 to 7,000 will be ימות המשיח. Then at 7,000 there'll be like 1,000 years of just destruction. And then it's going to be עולם הבא. So where are they going to go during those years?
6 to 7 is
the Shabbat? No, 6 to 7 is Mashiach. After 7 is going to be like 1,000 years of destruction, again, what I'll say. Shere Emah v'nizgav Hashem lebado b'yom ma'u. In those 1,000 years, God's going to be alone. Siddiqim ha'in osim. Where is Siddiqim going to go? Because you just told me they're not going back to the ground. They're living. So where are they going to live? Because Baruch Hu osir them kenafayim kenesharim. Okay, look at this. God's going to give them wings. V'shatim afirei ha'mayim, they're going to fly over the water. Shere Emah. Alken lo nirah b'amir aris. Don't worry when the aris is going to be switched over. Ubmotarim b'lev yamim. When the mountains are going to go down into the rivers. V'shimet tomar yesh lehem tsa'ar. They're flying like birds. It's tsa'ar. Tamud amar v'koye Hashem yachadifu kawach. Ya'alu ever kenesharim. They're going to have wings like a nesher, like an eagle. Yarutzu v'lo yiga'u. They're going to run, they won't be tired. Yilchu v'lo yafu.
Wow.
They will go, they will not tire out. No tzad. Okay. So that's good. Comes given on as a question. Vinila Pimetim Shehaya Yahazkel. Yahazkel had a prophecy. We brought back Metim. Which means if they brought them back, they died again. So why don't you say the same thing? It's a Dikim that God resurrects. They're not going to go straight into Olam Haba. God will put them back in the ground, like the ones in Yahazkel's time. As she says, "V'nidaf b'metim she'yachiyah Yahazkel she'hazru umetu kach tzadikim she'atid l'chayot yachzul l'afram." Right? Sama le'kaman da'amar be'emet mashal haya. Oh wow! Yahazkel never resurrected anybody. It was just a big mashal. Was a prophecy, was a mashal for the Geulah of Yisrael from the Galut. That's going to be like Tehiyat HaMetim. It was a vision. Never actually happened. That she says, Be'emet bebirud mashal haya. She'yam meramez lem ala galut ke'adam met. She'chozer v'chay. Kach Yisrael yeshuva min ha'galut. But not that it actually happened. Detanya Rabbi Eliezer omer, Metim she'aya ha'eskel amdu ala gdehem. V'amnu shira umetu. One shita says, they actually got up on their feet. They sang a song and they died again. Mas shira amru, Hashem memit besedek umchaye berachamim. Rabbi Yeshua Amir Shira Zu Amru. Hashem memit umchaye morit shol vayal. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Emet Mashal Haya. It was just a mashal, never happened. Amar Rabbi Nechamya Im Emet Lama Mashal Vim Mashal Lama Emet. Make up your mind, what does that mean? It's Emet, it was a mashal. Emet says it could happen. Mashal says it's like an analogy. If it's Emet, it's not a mashal. If it's mashal, it's not Emet. Ela Be'emet. Be'emet means Bebirur. In clarity, in truth. Mashal haya. Okay? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosef Yosef Eli omer, metim she'aya Yahazkel alu le'eretz Yisrael. They actually moved to Israel. Ve'nasu nashim, they got married. Ve'ludu banim u'banot. They had kids, boys and girls. Amad Rabbi Yehuda b'Betera al raglav ve'amar. Rabbi Yehuda b'Betera got up and said, Ani b'bnei b'nehem. Wow. I am from the descendants of those people that Yahazkel resurrected. V'halalu tefillin she'niach li abi abba mehem. And this is the tefillin that my grandfather wore. That was from them. Wow, so he's actually saying it happened. Uman ninu metim she'ai Yahazkel. Who are these metim? Where are they? Who are these metim? According to the pin that says they were mamash metim. Who are they? Where are they? Amarav elu bene Ephraim. These are the Shevet Ephraim people. Shemanu laketz. They were in Misraim and they miscalculated the Arba Me'ot Shana prophecy that God told Avram Abinu. Veta'u. They thought the ketz was over. So they just packed out. They left. They left early. Shnei Emar ubne Ephraim shutalach. Uberit beno, v'tachat beno, v'elada beno, v'tachat beno, v'zabat beno, v'shutelach beno, v'ezer, v'elad, v'aragum, anshe gat, anodim ba'aretz, uchtiv, v'yitabel Ephraim, abim yamim rabim, v'yevo echav, v'nechamo. So during the times of Yahazkel, these Bnei Ephraim that died in the times of Mitzrayim came back to life. Those that they were not zocher to Geulat Mitzrayim, so they got the Tehayat Metim action in the times of Yehezkel. Rashi. V'ta'ul. Rashi gives you the whole calculation. Had I made a mistake? Shelo ayalehem lemnot gezerat v'abadum v'enu otem elam mishnad Yitzhak. Exactly. You start counting. The clock starts of the 400 from when Yitzhak is born. Then everything works out. Da ketiv ki giri yezaracha ze Yitzhak. Tektiv ki Yitzhak yikarel chazara. V'emanu mishat adibud l'Avraham. They counted it when Abraham got the prophecy, which was obviously earlier. So they were off by 30 years. They calculated when he was 70. He didn't have the baby till he was 100. And they calculated when he was 70. He didn't have the baby till he was 100. Okay. So there you go. So they left 30 years early. And as a result, they got killed. Ushmael Amar. Elu bin Adam. Shekafru b'tchayat ha-metim. These were actually people in Yehezkel's time that were kufir in tchayat ha-metim. Shneimar v'yomer Elai bin Adam. Ha'atzamot ha'edle kol bet Yisrael himma. Hine omrim yaveshu atzmotenu. Ve'abda tekvatenu. Nigzarnu lanu. That generation, the people who gave up on the Geulah, they said, Abdat Kvatenu, our hope is lost. The Mekofir Tchat HaMetim. So therefore, since the people denied that it's going to happen, so God showed them a Siman. Rashi. Ha'atzah, Vishmuel Amar, Metim Shirai, Skel Edu Bnei Adam, Shekafru Tchat HaMetim, Shemar Abdat Kvatenu. That's what it means. These atzamot are a sign for all of Israel. These people that dead, they said, and they came back alive. It's a siman for all of Israel. They're going to come back to life as well. Really, they didn't deserve to come back, as we learned in the Mishnah, kofir b'tchat ha-metim, eno kam b'tchat ha-metim. Right? Midah kedek midah. Since they were kofir, they shouldn't have came back. But it was a siman for Klai Yisrael. Mishum siman hayu. Not that they deserved it. They didn't deserve it. It was for the siman. Then the B'viya bar Abba Amar, elu b'nei Adam she'en b'hem lachluchit shel mitzvah. Wow. These were the people that had no moisture of the mitzvah in their bodies. Shnei emara atzamot tayibeshot, the dry bones. Shimu devar Hashem, dry mamash, without a lachluchit of life, that no zichuyot to be resurrected. But again, it was for the siman. Again, didn't deserve it, but it was for the siman. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafha amar elu bnei Adam shechipu et haechal kulo shkatzim urmasim. They drew Avodah Zarah in the Hechal. Of all Avodah Zarah, they painted on the Hechal. Shkatsim ur masim. Oof. Shneimar v'avo v'ere, Yehezkel's talking. So I went and I saw, v'ine kol tavnit remes u'behema shekets. All these images of behemot. V'chog yulim et Yisrael, mechuke al akir saviv. Uchtiv atam, v'avirani alem saviv saviv. In the pasuk over there, by the shkatzim on the wall, it says saviv, and by the tchayat ha-metim, it says the word saviv. So that's the people. Gezerah shava. Again, they weren't worthy to be resurrected. Obviously, these people were reshaim, but God resurrected them again as a siman for the Jewish people that they're going to be resurrected from the galut. Rashi, right column on the bottom. שחיפו לאחד שהיו מציירים צלמים על קירות האחד. They were drawing pictures of צלמים on the אחד. תכתיב, ואבו ואלה מחוקר על הקיר סביב. וכתיב יפרר להם סביב סביב. כלומר, על אותן אנשים שכתוב להם סביב, סביב גזרה שווה, עבר עליהם יחזקה לחיותם. אוקיי, רבי יוחנן אמר, אלו מתים שבבגעת דורה. These are the מתים that Nebuchadnezzar killed in a place called Begad Dura. Like the Gemara is going to explain later on the whole story. Famar Rabbi Hanan, she says, Shemit Nebuchadnezzar Melech Babel Ad Shayu Yafim. Well, because they were beautiful, they were handsome. So he killed all the handsome people. That's good. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, min nehar eshel ad rabat. These are places in Babel. Bekat Duda. שבשעה שהגלה נבוכדנצר לרשת ישראל, when he sent them into exile, היו בהם בחורים שהיו מגנים את החמה ביופיין. They were so handsome, they made the sun ugly. והיו כסדיות רואות אותם, the כסדיות, the Babylonian woman saw them. Wow. ושופעות זוות. They looked at them and they started to see דם נידה, דם זווה, the body got all excited. תאווה. הרהורים caused Ziva. Amru de Ba'lehen. So they told the husbands what's going on. The husbands didn't like that. Uba'lehen the Melech. So the Ba'lehen went to the king. So what's going on here? These guys are they're causing our ladies to get all excited. Ve'siva Melech Varagum. Ba'adayin ayu shufot zavot. They just remembered their images in their brain. They continued to let out. When they saw their dead bodies, and they still were getting excited from them. Siva melech urmasum. Wow, so they trampled them. So those were the ones that Yehezkel resurrected. After the Nebuchadnezzar basically pulverized them, Yehezkel made a miracle and brought them back in their full beauty. Anyway, the story continues. You know that story when Nebuchadnezzar threw the tzaddikim into the fiery furnace. Go to Bekat Dura and go resurrect them. So he brought them back to life. They came and they started to beat up Nebuchadnezzar. The bones. The resurrected ones. Amar, Mativan shel Elu. What's going on over here? Amru lo havrehen shel Elu. These are the friends of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. They came to help them. Mechayem metim bebekat Dura. Wow. Basically, they were trying to show Nebuchadnezzar, you're trying to kill these prophets, Mishael, Hananiah, Azariah. They come right back. Look here. These came from Bekat Dura. Batal ve'amar. So the Nebuchadnezzar could not contain himself. Atoi kema rabribin v'temuhi kema takifin malchute malchut alam v'sholtane imdar v'adar. Atoi kema rabribin. How great is the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kema takifin. His wonders is temuhi. It's great. His malchut is forever v'sholtane imdar v'adar. He couldn't deny it. Yeah, this was the nest. Atoy came out of Rabin is the miracle that they got saved from the fire. If Atoy came out, Takifin is Tiat Metim. Takifin is Gibura. Tiat Metim is Gibura. Right? The Berachah, the Amidah, Tagibor. Tiat Metim is Gibura, Vakadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Bi Yitzhak, Yitzhak Zahav Roteh, Latok Pif Shiloto Rasha. It's a curse. You should put hot gold, molten, in the mouth of this Rasha. Shelmale b'malak u'satru al-piv b'kesh t'ganot kol sh'tov t'shpachot sh'amar David b'sevet te'ilim. He wasn't planning on praising God at that moment. He was planning on blaspheming all the mizmoret te'ilim that David HaMelech wrote at that moment. But the angel came and smacked him across his face and he ended up diverting him to a praise. So the Gemara says, don't think Nebuchadnezzar has anything special over there. Yitzhak Zahav Roteh, he should be burnt with gold, hot gold in his mouth. He wasn't planning on praising. As she says, Yitzhak Zahav Roteh, Meshum Dekam Mayri B'Shefchot Nebuchadnezzar, Satro, Hakam Ahorei Yadol Leganot, Shiyam Mesedir Shvot Naot Yotem Med David. Oh, I'm sorry. Unbelievable. He wanted to say better chapters than David. That's the explanation. He wanted to say, make a new Tehillim like.
Wow. If he would have said his praises, God would have went after the praises of the Nebuchadnezzar more than David. Because he was about to say the greatest praises. So we got saved. Malach came and swat him. So at least he said, not such a great praise. He had a great praise, but not like David HaMelech. What do you want from him? How can that be anyway? The Nebuchadnezzar is going to be greater than David HaMelech. What's that talking about? So the Rasha says, Has v'shalom ledamot shirav shel David shama beruach hakodesh ומחילות כוונות רבות, אז כוונות, הפי הפשט, הפי הסוד. כוונה היא שהיה יכול למשרים כאלה שנראים בעיני המון, which to the bourgeoisie would look like Nebuchadnezzar's praises were better. But to the emet, of course David's songs are filled with Ruach HaKodesh, that's what it means. Okay, now we understand, that's what Ben Yoyadak says as well. Tarun Rabbanan, שישה ניסים נעשו באותו היום, ואלוהן. There were six miracles that happened on that day, that they threw Mishael Hazev in the fiery furnace. צף הכבשן. Normally when you put the fire in the כבשן האש, it's on the bottom. It's the pit. Here the fire came up, so everybody could see the miracle. Fire was on top of the Tzafa Kivshan. As she says, Sheh Kivshan haya mishuka ba'aretz, ken Kivshan shel seed, like when you put in limestone pit. Ve'tzaf ve'omed al gebe karka. It elevated itself on the karka, on the ground level. Kedesh shi'idu kol ha'onam. Nobody could see the miracle. Number two, Nifratza Kivshan. The walls of the Kivshan fell on the side so people could see in what's going on. Came up, but there's walls. So the walls came down. So we had a view directly into the... And she says, Naflu ksat kotalav, kedei sheyuklu kulam lirot betocho, so they could have an inside view. Number three, Vehumak sodo, some say sido. What happened? The limestone melted?
Foundation
caved in? Aha.
Uh-huh.
Yesod, that she says. Nafdishpal ga'avato. Well, that's another explanation. Kimo suru mena, the ga'avad v'chadesar was broken. Shtachalina humak sodo kimon yesodo. Like you said, the foundation of the pit. Nishtalshev v'chen nimedanu bi'akob bin yakar. Avamori garaz v'humak sido. See the kivshan, that's the seed of the limestone started to melt. Merov hamimut kach shamati vaita moshechet lemerachok. The hot heat was from far away, you felt it. Umehebel shilato a seed, and from the heat of that limestone, nisrifu otan sheshlichu hanem shavazeret kivshan ha'esh. The guys that threw him in got burnt. It's a miracle. The heat was so great that from far away, those guys melted. They got burnt. Okay, v'nehefach selem al panav. What was that? Selem shazav al panav. What does that mean?
The idol.
The idol that the chesar set about to, you mean?
Right.
So it fell. Fell down. V'nisrifu arba malchuyot. Okay, four kings that helped the Nebuchadnezzar also died that day. She's melachim v'anshehem. So other kings and royalty got killed that day. Number six. Okay, that's the last one which we just learned. That was the day of the Tehat HaMetim. That Yehezkel resurrected the dead people from Begad Dura. All this is a tradition. The Abba Malchuyot, only the one that the four kings died is written in the Pasuk. Dikhtiv, one Nebuchadnezzar Malka, Shelach Lemichnash, Lehashdar Penaya, Signaya, Upahavata, Adar Gaziraya, Gedabraya, Detabraya, Tiftaye, Vechot Shatremidinata. So he brought Ahashdaranim, that's like the princes and all these government people, governors. Al Gazita, Gadbeta, Tadbeta, these are the names of them.
Uchtiv, what does it say? Itai gubrin Yehudain. He said there's Jewish people that are interfering.
Not bowing to the idols.
They're not listening to the Gezerot. They're not worshipping our gods. Uchtiv. ומתכנשין אשתר פנייה סגנייה ופחבייתיה בדברי מלכה חזיין לגובריה אלין. They all came together, אשתר פנים, נסגנות, הפחות, advisors, and they saw חנניה משבע עזריה, that they saw that the fire did not go into their bodies, and their hair did not singe, nor did their clothes change, and even the smell of the fire did not go in them. So it says Al-Gizaya, that was the first one. It doesn't mention them again because they died. The next Pasuk. Well, look at that sheet. Arba Malchuyot. Melachim ba'anchem shesumu chasav ke mekleinaf ke dektiv divuchad nesad shalach meknash. He gathered Ashtar Panaya, Signaya, that's the Siganim, like the viceroys. Right, doesn't say their names anymore. What happened to them? Why in the next pasuk doesn't say their names? Elawat, they must have died. Then the Berabili, Azmin Yaakov, even in the time of Sakana, you shouldn't change from your way, the way you act. Person acts in a chashuv way, you shouldn't change it. Even in a time of danger, you should still put on your clothes that you normally put on, your rabbinical garments. That she says, they put on their nice clothes when they got thrown into the fire. Because you stop putting on other clothes, it looks like you don't have faith in God. It looks like you're confused, you're bewildered, you're nervous. Right, if you're scared of your enemies. So therefore, be confident, put on your regular clothes, don't get nervous. Shneemar, Badayin Gubraya Ilin Kifitu Besar Belehon. Put the Shehon Vecherbalaton. They put the Sarbelin, that's all the different Hashuv clothes over there. They went with the Mechubadim, they didn't change. Baruch Anuhayla Olam, Amen, Amen.